This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As world leaders prepare for another round of climate talks, a new United Nations report finds global warming is accelerating, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, countries agreed to try to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels. Monday's emissions gap report from the United Nations Environment Program says to have a shot at that goal, nations will have to slash their emissions by 42% by the end of the decade.
The report shows that the emissions gap is more like an emissions canyon.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The report calculates that the Earth is on a warming trend towards more like 2.7 to 2.9 degrees Celsius. The report sets the table for international climate talks at the UN Climate Change Conference, known as COP28, in Dubai later this month. I'm Jennifer King.
The Israeli army displayed on Monday a large cache of weapons and supplies obtained from Hamas militants following the attack on October 7th.
What you can see is military equipment, full-scale military equipment. This is not something that was cooked in somebody's backyard. It is not something that two people came to talk about. This is years-long planning.
Lieutenant Colonel Eden Sharon said weapons seized included Hamas's grenades, rockets, and other weaponry, also vehicles and motorbikes used to cross from Gaza into Israel. The families of Israeli children held hostage by Hamas in Gaza pleaded Monday for international voices to demand the release at a protest outside the UN's Children's Fund in Tel Aviv. Several hundred demonstrators joined the protest on World Children's Day, more than 6 weeks after Hamas militants attacked southern Israel, killing some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and taking more than 200 hostage. This is VOA News. So-called pushbacks, where asylum seekers and migrants are physically removed from a country and denied the chance to claim asylum, are generally considered illegal under international law. But this year, both Lithuania and neighboring Latvia have legalized them in what they say is an attempt to mitigate the security threat from Belarus, a Russian ally. Henry Wilkins reports.
The Sienos Group, an initiative assisting the migrants, has tombstones engraved for what would otherwise be the unmarked graves of migrants and asylum seekers who have died in Lithuania. Once pushed back, many, perhaps most migrants, try to re-enter Lithuania through the forest. Rights groups have expressed concerns that the pushbacks are often violent and endanger lives. They say some new arrivals are held in processing centres that do not allow them to leave, amounting to de facto detention. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Vilnius, Lithuania.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced $100 million in new military aid to Ukraine during an unannounced visit to Kyiv on Monday, pledging long-term American support amid growing concerns about the sustainability of vital U.S. assistance. Austin announced the aid package after a day of meetings with Ukrainian officials, with the latest tranche including arms such as anti-tank weapons, air defense interceptors, and additional high-mobility artillery rocket system. A U.S. appeals court dealt a potentially serious blow to voting rights groups trying to push back against what they see as discriminatory voting rules and unfair representation. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that under the Voting Rights Act, a landmark civil rights law barring racial discrimination in voting, only the U.S. government can sue to challenge ballot access, voting rules, and redistricting. But the vast majority of Voting Rights Act cases are filed by private parties, which the Supreme Court has recognized in prior rulings. Monday's decision upheld a 2022 ruling from an Arkansas federal judge appointed by Republican former President Donald Trump that only the U.S. Attorney General is empowered to file lawsuits. The ruling, which will likely be appealed, could set up the next voting rights battle at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden has spent part of his 81st birthday observing the White House tradition of pardoning Thanksgiving turkeys. The gobblers named Liberty and Belle received executive clemency Monday at a White House ceremony. Biden mentioned his age and joked he wasn't at the first of these events held 76 years ago. The turkey pardon ceremony marks the unofficial start of the holiday season in Washington. I'm Joe Ramsey.